This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Teal Health, the cervical cancer screening startup company backed by tennis superstar Serena Williams, has been granted breakthrough device status by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for its innovative at-home screening wand for cervical cancer. Promising midpoint data from the Teal Wand's first nationwide clinical trial put it on track for priority approval from the FDA once the company submits its final results for review. Designed for a wide range of bodies and health literacy levels, the device measures less than an inch in diameter and would enable users to self-collect vaginal cells at home in under 5 minutes. They'd then mail their sample to a laboratory for primary screening of high-risk HPV, the single most important risk factor in developing cervical cancer. The privacy and added comfort that the wand provides could encourage many more women to screen for cervical cancer. In an initial study by Teal Health preceding the clinical trial late last year, 94% of women said they would choose self-collection over the current standard of care, a pelvic exam and pap smear by a doctor, and 87% said they would be more likely to get screened if the Teal Wand were an option. Currently, 1 in 4 women in the U.S. are not up to date on their cervical cancer screenings. Though the disease is preventable, and when caught early has a 5-year survival rate of 91%, it is consistently the second leading cause of cancer death among women aged 20 to 39. Screenings often require a pap smear, which is performed with the speculum and can be a source of fear, pain, and embarrassment, leading women to avoid the procedure. Other barriers include lack of time, access, and information. With the Teal Wand, users would avoid invasive exams or having to take off work to visit a clinic. Their screening results would appear on a patient portal, where they'd also be able to connect virtually with a health provider who could refer them for any follow-up care. Teal Health said, "Self-collection will increase access and is a much preferred alternative to in-person exams. It has already been adopted in other countries, including Australia, which increased their screening engagement 50-fold within its first year and is now on track to eliminate cervical cancer as a public health concern by 2035. After recent rain and cooler temperatures, Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has lifted fishing restrictions on several rivers around the state. Hot summer conditions of warmer waters and low river and stream flows prompted fishing restrictions, known as hoot owl restrictions, which prohibit fishing from 2 p.m. to midnight each day and are designed to protect fish, specifically native trout, that become more susceptible to disease and mortality when conditions like low water flows and high water temperatures combine with other stressors. The restrictions are implemented based on several considerations: stream flows, water temperatures, angling pressure, and other circumstances that can stress a fishery. In southwest Montana, hoot owl restrictions have been lifted on the Gallatin River and East Gallatin River, the Madison River between the town of Ennis and Ennis Reservoir, and the Shields River. The restrictions above Hebgen Reservoir and below Ennis Reservoir remain in place. Multiple rivers in Montana have fishing restrictions and closures currently in place. The latest information on water body restrictions is online at fwp.mt.gov. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.